Representative Tom Delnicke. And the reason that I mentioned him and my partner is really excited. I was at the Crumbling Foundation, and many of you remember that time. I'll never forget it. And Tom Delnicke, let me tell you something. He's something else. And I'm going to turn him over to someone who has worked with him and knows all about him and what a tremendous person and driver he is.
Well, we won't turn him over. We're going to keep him upright.
That's
no, I've gotten to know Tom. He was my second term. It was his first term. And
you're great friends.
We still are, and to this day. I remember Representative Tom Delnicke's priority his first term was obtaining financial relief for his constituents whose homes were plagued by crumbling foundations, a consequence of using concrete containing aggregate contaminated by a pyrotite, a naturally he's already with us here you know, a naturally occurring mineral that corrodes and causes massive cracking when exposed to groundwater. And there's a quote that he had. He goes, "Here we have the American dream crumbling beneath people. If your district had this problem, what would you do?" And this is a guy who fights for his district. My former seatmate in my second term and his first. We have him. It's Representative Tom Delnicke.
Hello there.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Gary. And Brad, again, I cannot thank you enough for what you did in elevating the issue, bringing it forward on your program, and literally putting the spotlight on it, Brad. And Gary, you were a tremendous help in the House in getting that legislation passed.
It's a pleasure.
And for that, I cannot thank you enough.
No, of course. It's just such a travesty to be a homeowner. And you're right in that quote that I just mentioned. You know, it's the American dream is to own your own home. And imagine having all of this equity all into your home, your blood, sweat, and tears over years, only to find out that you've got a crumbling foundation and your insurance company isn't going to cover the whole thing.
Yeah, and that is a key problem. And the insurance industry has not come to the table yet. There's a couple of companies that have offered to their current customers a paltry amount of money to help them out. But the insurance industry, they have a key and critical role to play here. And as you know, we have a Crumbling Foundation caucus. And I'd just like to update you on where the caucus is. It initially started with a co-chair Democrat and a co-chair Republican in the House. We've now expanded it to have co-chair Democrat and Republican in the House and Democrat and Republican in the Senate, so that we now have all four caucuses
nice.
Up there.
That's
covered.
Important, folks. That's key. That's key. So the last time that we talked about this, has any progress been made?
Well, right off the bat, Mike McGlaris announced not too long ago that they now have 100 homes totally repaired. The people moved in.
Oh, that's nice.
And just anyone out there, based on the way the funding occurs from the state of Connecticut, the CIFSIC Crumbling Foundation Captive Insurance Company opens and closes for applications. They are open again. They opened officially on January 13th, and they're now taking applications again. So if folks were waiting for the reopening of the captive for taking applications, get your applications in and get them processed.
Is it a lengthy process?
Well, you know, you've got a number of things you need to do. You need to get an engineer's report, and you need to get a core sample. You need to get a rejection from your insurance company. If you go on the CIFSIC website, it literally lists all the steps that a person needs to do to be able to apply for it and to get in line. Once you apply and get in line, you basically get reserved in a number, and you get money reserved for you for the future as the funding comes in.
But it's not enough.
$20 million a year for 5 years from the state of Connecticut. We have the Healthy Home Fund, which we're estimating is going to be somewhere between $8 and $9 million a year for 10 years, which will receive the first fund payment around June 30th in that time frame.
You said there was about 100 homes approximately that have already been remedied, right? Back to 100%. Where did the money come from for all 100 of those houses?
That came out of the 2017 budget that was passed, the bipartisan budget. 5 years, each year, a $20 million payment from the state of Connecticut to help these people put their lives back together and put their homes back together.
Okay, but we know there's a lot more than 100. How many total right now remain?
That's a good question, because CIFSIC, the Crumbling Foundation Surety Insurance Company, they've actually done an analysis, because we thought there could be as many as 35,000 at one point in time. We've determined from CIFSIC's algorithm that it's somewhere between 5,000 and 8,000 homes that are affected, and it's probably going to be a process over the next 20 years or so. It's not like you've got 5,000 to 8,000 today. What will occur is foundations will begin to fail over a period of time, and we're probably looking at a 20-year window.
Well, at least it's not the 300,000 that you originally speculated.
Oh, God, no. No. No, the initial speculation was based on the best possible guess at that point.
All right, so if there's any homes in the queue right now and they're next up, take me through not necessarily the process, but the duration of time that it takes when they're up next.
Well, once you receive your money, you're looking at a situation where the home gets raised up off the foundation. You're looking at somewhere between 60 and 90 days worth of work to do the job, and then the home lowered back down on the foundation. So you're looking at about a three-month span once you actually get the construction begun. There's a limited number of companies that people have trust in to do the work, and rightfully so, because this is a major undertaking, and you just don't want to have any fly-by-nighter come in and try to do the job.
Yeah, of course not. Do you know where the insurance companies, are they putting them up for the residents up for those 3 months?
Negative. No, the insurance industry really has not been providing relief. I've had discussions again, you know, with the lobbyists from the insurance industry, and made them aware that we are going to put the language in again and request the committee chairs in insurance and real estate to bring forward a peril of collapse bill that will provide coverage going forward for the folks that have the problem. As you may recall, over a course of probably about 18 years, insurance companies wrote the coverage out of their policies.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the state Supreme Court weighed in on three cases that came before them and said that it was basically okay that they were able to do that. That goes back to the insurance commissioner back in, I think it was 2002, 2003, which actually allowed the first changes in the policies. We need to change it back. We need to make it a standard coverage in a homeowner's policy, you know, like a fire, things of that nature. The crumbling foundations, they have to be part of the solution.
Well, and it seems like everybody's trying to evade some of the responsibility. Ultimately, who is responsible?
Well, you know, you go back, and again, I put the spotlight on the insurance industry, the fact that they were allowed to change the policies, but there's also the issue of the quarry. It first came to light to the state of Connecticut, to the Attorney General, back around 2000. Representative Christ brought Linda Tofolowsky in to meet with the AG, and basically nothing happened, which was a real surprise, and it was interesting. We had a public hearing last year, and former Representative Christ, he came in and he discussed the whole issue about what had happened there. And actually, it was Representative Cardin at the time. discuss the entire issue and the fact that had something happened back then, we wouldn't be looking at the problem we have today.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting is when I remember when this first broke, in being in the legislature there with you, we thought it was contained to just part of Collin County, and then it expanded into Windham County, and then we're, you know, even as of late you hear it's even gone into parts of Hartford County, so that it's not just this one little portion of the state, but we're finding out over time that it actually affects people, I'm not going to say statewide, but certainly in most of the greater Hartford area.
Yeah, that's truly amazing. You know, when you think of a quarry out in Stafford and the implications of the aggregate they sold, and it's not just Hartford County. No. You know, they've actually sold aggregate and sold concrete to areas in Massachusetts. So we have not only a tragedy here in Connecticut, but we also have a problem up in Massachusetts.
Oh, my goodness. See, and 'cause there was a time we would talk to people who lived in other parts of the state and say, well, that's not my problem. Why do I don't want my $15 a year going out of my pocket into the insurance companies. But realistically, you may not think. You could go all these months and not notice any cracks in your foundation. And then all of a sudden over the summer or a year or two, even a couple of years from now, things could be fine now. And you're thinking, we're fine, we're coasting, we're good. But then find out down the road, oh my goodness, don't tell me, not us too. So it does affect everybody.
No, it's an amazing situation. The captive insurance company, Mike McLaris, he came in and he gave the legislature an update back in November.
Yeah.
And it was a real eye-opener. The communities that have actually been identified that have had reports and claims filed with the captive insurance company, there are some communities that are quite a distance away, including, I believe, one of them was out in Winsted, and another one was in Torrington, and and down in other parts. I think Brantford even had one.
So, wow.
You've got to wonder just how far-reaching this problem could turn out to be.
You know, Tom, as I sit here with my partner here today and as speak with you, I can flash back to when I went out to one of those homes and met the folks that were just didn't know what they were going to do. And then you folks come in, and you never gave up. And I tell you, I can think of it today and feel the same way that I felt that day. I thought it through, and I said, by God, I said, they're going to do it. They're going to make it. And, Tom, you did it with your, you know, you just made it part of your life. And I just can't thank you enough for what you did.
I appreciate that, Brad, but there's also been a good group working together, Democrats and Republicans in the House and in the Senate, that have made this happen. Yes, I've played a role in it, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention all those other folks, because without them, a lone voice in the wilderness is not going to do it.
Right, exactly.
You know, the teamwork, the coalescence that we've built, and we continue. You know, we're going to have a legislative agenda, and I'll be more than happy to share it with you in the next week or so.
Good. We only got about 30 seconds left, and I have to ask you one more question before I let you go. The company that's insuring, do you have the website name?
Crumblingfoundations.org.
crumblingfoundations.org, and then they get, if someone's just discovering right now that they're in the very, very initial stages because they just discovered it, that's where we need to send them first, and then there's a whole list in order of what the protocol, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
All the questions that they would have will be there and answered, it'll give them some guidance, and of course they can reach out to somebody like me, and I'll be more than happy to help them out.
You're awesome. Thanks so much. Tom, we're going to talk to you in a couple of weeks with a different topic. We want to talk about the MDC
and the
incredible rates that they've just increased, but that's a conversation for another day. You get ready for special session next week, or is that all bah, not going to happen?
I would be very, very surprised, because I, you know, we've heard nothing.
Yeah.
They're supposedly still negotiating out a bill. That's that's the latest that we heard, that they haven't finalized it.
All right, well, then maybe, you know.
Well, all I can say is this is the kind of thing that should not be rushed.
Yeah, exactly. There should be a public hearing, too, but you don't need one when there's special session. So, hey, Tom, thanks so much. We really appreciate your time. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
I look forward to the opportunity to meet with you guys again on the airwaves.
It's our pleasure.